Lord, we're going to go back to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 24. Luke 24, we'll begin reading at the end of the chapter this time. I'm going to ask you just to, once you found your place, to join me there. I'll read aloud if you would follow along in your place there. But let's stand together. Luke 24, we stand out of love and respect for the Bible just to begin the message. It's like it's a good idea to stretch your legs as well. And just to kind of focus on what's the message of God, the Word of God, the preaching time is here now. And I think, listen, we need to understand that's what America needs is preaching. That's what the Bible tells us, amen, that a people need preaching. Teaching has its place, but preaching is what we need, amen. Preaching forces us to make a decision. Now, you're going to make a decision today before you leave here. Amen. You say, I didn't come to church to make a decision. You're going to make a decision before you leave here. You're either going to receive the message or you're going to reject it. Amen. That's still a decision. So I'm telling you, I'm not the one, by the way, that forces us to make a decision. I'm just going to preach the Bible. But the Easter message, the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, it forces you to make a decision. Whether you like it or not, folks, you can smile or you can groan, but you're forced to make a decision. You're either going to live for a risen Savior who died for you and gave it all, or you're going to live for yourself. You have to make a decision. I pray you'll make the right one this morning. Amen. Luke chapter 24, let me begin reading in verse 45. Then opened he their understanding. That's what we need. We need Jesus to open our understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Amen. Let me preach to you on this thought here this morning. Results. Some results of the resurrection. Results. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for this day. Thanking you, Lord, for every day. We understand that this day is not, Lord God, the same or better than any other day, Lord God. We have a risen Savior every day. But Lord God, we know that in our country anyway, and many other countries today, we celebrate a resurrected Savior. Lord, help us to realize it's so much more than Easter bunnies and Easter eggs and family gatherings, God. Please settle in on this place. I pray you'd remove all distractions, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit would have full control here. Well, we don't need to come to church, sit here, and go home. We need to hear from heaven. Well, we need to hear from your voice. You're alive today, Father. And that's why we're here, Father. We need to hear from you. We desire to hear from you. I do. And Lord God, for everyone that's here that came to hear from heaven, I pray, Lord God, you would do them that blessing and that favor and speak to their hearts. Lord, others there, Lord, that may be lost here this morning, they don't understand what the big deal is, Lord God, about a resurrected Savior. They're not sure what the big deal is other than just a holiday. God, work in their hearts, especially this morning. Do a special work in convicting them of sin. And then, Lord, bringing them to a joyful salvation today. I pray that you'd be glorified. Bind the devil, we plead the blood of Jesus. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Here in our text, our Savior has already been resurrected. Amen. He's already been raised from the dead. The Bible says that God raised him from the dead, dearly beloved. This morning, we understand that nobody else can do that. Amen. Only God can do that. But Jesus has been alive now for 40 days. He's shown himself to many people. He's proven himself to be alive to over 500 people. That's another message. But 500 people cannot hallucinate all at the same time, all the same way. It's not a hallucination, folks. Some people are saying that today. Some some of the mockers and the scoffers and the scorners are saying that the people who saw him were hallucinating. Then the beloved 500 people cannot have the same, will not ever have the same hallucination.
Amen.
He's alive today, and he showed himself alive after 40 days. And now, as we read in this scripture, he's preparing to return to heaven. He's just about to go back. As a matter of fact, at the end of this book, the end of this chapter, he does. He parted from them, and he was carried up into heaven. And by the way, folks, that's the power of God. Amen. Only God can carry you up to heaven. You're not going to get up to heaven. You go ahead and try to levitate yourself up to heaven. Go ahead. I dare you. And we'll all sit here and laugh at you a little while. Listen, only God can do that. Only God can raise up a dead man to life again. And only God can take a dead sinner and give you life everlasting and take you up to heaven when you die. Glory to God. Only God can do that. God deserves more glory, folks. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Before he leaves, however, before Jesus leaves the earth, he speaks to his disciples. He speaks to the ones that are truly going to follow him. And by the way, that's who I'm talking to this morning. Listen, I hope that you're here because you have a desire to get closer to Jesus. If you don't have a desire to get closer to Jesus, hey, listen, you're missing it. You're missing all the joy. You're missing all the pleasure, all the peace, all the purpose, all the power. You're missing it, amen? It's not a day that we celebrate Easter and then go on with our life. There's something better in your before waiting for you if you want it.
Amen.
Jesus says, listen, all power is given to me in heaven and earth, he said. Go ye therefore. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world, he said. Listen, if you'll go, if you'll follow Jesus, if you'll serve the Lord, Easter will mean a lot more to you than just a day to put on a pretty dress. Glory to God. Jesus said that he leaves his disciples some instructions and some inspiration, amen, before he leaves. And in our passage, I'm going to try to do the same thing. Some instruction and some inspiration. And we see some things here that are a result of the resurrection. These things that I'm going to talk to you about this morning could not have happened. They would not be possible were it not for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some things here that could have only happened as a result of a living Savior. Number one, quickly, I'll get right into this. Verse 46 again. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved, or it was to his favor, his advantage, it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Why? That repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. See, number one thing that can only happen now because of the resurrection is we have the right and the authority and a reason to preach to sinners.
Yeah,
they said, preacher, I'm not a preacher. Pastor, I'm not a preacher. Understand something. I am a preacher, but if you're saved this morning, you are called by God. You are supposed to be preaching the gospel to every creature. You're supposed to be telling people that Jesus is alive. You're supposed to be telling people, hey, they need to be saved. You're supposed to be telling people that Jesus died for their sins on that old rugged cross. You cannot escape that. You are going to give an account for what you do with that message when you get to heaven. Listen, if it were not for Jesus Christ being alive, we would not have a message to preach. We would have nothing to say. We would have no reason to get excited. We would have no reason to even be in church. Since Jesus is alive, however, we can preach the gospel. See, the gospel is not just the death on the cross. The gospel is not just the burial. The gospel is three parts, amen? Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And that's the message of the gospel. That's the life-changing power. Listen, it doesn't take any power of God to die. You're going to die one day. I'm going to die one day. That's not the power that's read. The power of the gospel is the power of the empty tomb, dearly beloved. The power of the gospel is the power of a dead man having been dead for 3 days and three nights, and now he's alive forever. That's the power of Easter. See, the message of the gospel has power because Jesus is alive. See, I can preach to you, and listen, I can get excited about it, and you better believe I'm going to. Some of you already know that. You better believe I'm going to stay that way too, if God allows me to, until the day I fall over dead. Amen. And you can stick a sock in my mouth, but I'm going to take it out. I'm going to preach the gospel anyway. The fact of the matter is he's alive, and we have every right now. We have every reason, and we have every rejoicing to praise Jesus Christ to preach the gospel. See, you and me, have every reason to get excited about a full-blown gospel message. Jesus says in verse 46, it behooved Christ. It was to his advantage to... My dad used to use that word all the time. And I did not have any... I was just a little kid. It behooved you, son, to listen to me. Does anybody ever speak like that anymore? Of course, my dad was a preacher, so I mean, you know, it would behoove you, son, to do what I say. But what me? It would behoove me? I mean, Hoover's a vacuum cleaner, isn't it? It would behoove me? But as I grew up, amen, y'all can smile a little bit. It won't break your face. It won't break your face. It, as I grew up, I understood that means it's to my advantage, amen, that I do what my dad say. Christ is saying here, it's to his advantage. It's to our advantage that he would suffer. But that's not the end, amen? And rise from the dead the third day. Why? How does that behoove? How is that to his advantage? Because now, repentance and remission of sins should be preached.
Amen.
It's supposed to be preached. And the word preaching doesn't mean a pulpit. It just means I'm proclaiming something to somebody, amen, with a point, with a purpose, with a reason. The gospel has a point, a purpose, and a reason. Hey, say that Jesus is alive, and the power of the empty tomb is the power to save sinners like you and me.
Amen.
Amen. That's the reason we're here today. I mean, we're not here today because, amen, we just want to go to church and bow and give our grace to God and go home. Listen, we have a reason. The preaching of the gospel would make no difference, no point at all, Brother Bruce, if Jesus was not alive. But we now have, because of the resurrection, a result of the resurrection, is that we have now, we can preach to sinners. Aren't you glad? Hey, if you're saved this morning, go ahead and grunt a little bit. Okay, if you're saved this morning because somebody preached the gospel to you. And then you say, well, preacher, I wasn't at church when I got saved. I don't care. It may have been the Holy Spirit preaching to you from that book. But somebody preached the gospel to you that Jesus Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again. And when that rise again comes to play, you realize, listen, wow, that's power that only God has. That's the only hope that you have. That's the only hope that I have. And now, because of the resurrection, we can preach to sinners. There's somebody in your life that doesn't know Jesus. And you can now go tell them that Jesus died for their sins, that he was buried, and he rose again. You have every right. You have every reason. And the Bible, by the way, you have every responsibility before God to do that. But it wouldn't make a difference if he was still dead. It would that would be a dead, empty message. And you could, and all of your loved ones would go to hell. You would go to hell. You understand that, right? Everybody would be straight bound for hell without hope. But now we can preach the gospel to sinners far and wide, loved ones, friends, co-workers, because Jesus is alive today. Who's the last person you told about that?
Amen.
And let me ask you this. Why aren't you telling people? Is it real? I think you believe it's real. You wouldn't be here today. Right? You believe this is real, don't you? Amen? At least, so why aren't you telling people? Why aren't you telling people?
Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
He's overcome the grave. He's died for their sins. Their sins are paid for. They have the opportunity to be born again. Hey, we can preach to sinners now. We don't have to worry about what they think. He's alive. He's already proven his love. He's proven his grace. He's proven his power to you and me. We have every right and every reason, and with rejoicing, to preach to sinners. Preach the gospel. Why? Because he's alive. Hey, man, he's alive. That could not have happened. Preaching would be stupid, vain, and void without the resurrection power.
Right.
Number two, another result of the resurrection. Not just preaching to sinners, but the power of the Holy Spirit. Look in verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
Yeah.
This power was promised by God. This power is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now, but Jesus had to die first, and then he had to go back to heaven. But see, that wasn't going to happen without something in the middle. He had to die first, Then he had to go back to heaven. Now that wasn't going to happen until he resurrected.
Amen.
Right? A dead man doesn't go back to heaven. A dead man has to be resurrected, and then he went back to heaven. And now listen to me. Now he has. He said, I will send the promise of the Father. He's tarry you in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. This power was promised by God. This power is the presence of the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
Folks, I'm not talking about some kind of weird Pentecostal charismatic. I'm talking about a power that God gives us. When He puts in us His Holy Spirit, the Bible says He endues us with power. He gives us power. He seals us by His Holy Spirit, His own Spirit. That's God Himself, the third person of the divine Trinity, the third person of the Godhead. Understand something. Number one, this Holy Spirit gives God's power to God's people to preach the gospel, like I said. But also understand something. This Holy Spirit gives God's people God's power because He's alive to persist in trials. John chapter 14, John chapter 6, don't turn there, but for different places, the Bible calls the Holy Spirit the Comforter. The Comforter. You don't need comfort when everything's going perfectly well. You don't need comfort when everything's smooth sailing. You don't need comfort when everything's perfect. You know when you need comfort is when you're enduring and going through trials and tribulations and hardships and persecutions and you're bearing burdens and you're heartbroken. But see, if it weren't for the resurrection, you'd have no Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We'd have no hope of the Holy Spirit. And see, not only does it give us the power to preach to sinners, which by the way, listen, I'm not going to let you get past that. You've got to be a witness. You've got to tell people about Jesus. But secondly, it also gives us the power of the Holy Spirit to persist in trials. The Bible says that God is faithful and He will not put you in any temptation upon you that you cannot bear. He will make a way to escape. He's going to give you strength to endure it, and through His Holy Spirit and His power, He's going to give you a way out of it. It may not be till you get to heaven, but hey, that's a great escape. But see, if you're not saved, you don't have that promise. You don't have that power. You go through trials and you turn to alcohol. You go through trials and you turn to drugs. You go through trials and you turn to sex. You go through trials and you turn to depression. And then self-medication. And then pharmaceuticals. And you go through trials and you have nothing in here. You're empty. Dead. But see, through Jesus Christ, amen, through the resurrection power, now we have the Holy Spirit given to us, who the Bible calls the Comforter, capital C, amen? The Comforter. Listen, this thing of the resurrection is more than just, okay, gospel saving. It's also the power of God to stay with us for the rest of our earthly lives and all through all eternity.
Amen.
But you would not have that if it were not for a resurrected Savior. We wouldn't have that. You'd have to go through trials like the rest of the world goes through trials. You'd have to go through with no comfort, no peace, no security. Empty, void. That's how we would have to live all of our lives, except for the power of the Holy Spirit, and that came through the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Folks, I'm talking about something real. I'm not talking about a pipe dream here. I'm talking about a real power that only God can give you, but it's only because Jesus rose again.
Yeah.
Jesus rose again.
Yes.
We have the power to preach the gospel. We have the power to persist in trials. By the way, if you're not saved, you don't have that.
Amen.
You don't have that. And we also have, listen, we have the power to prosper spiritually in the face of sin. What do you mean, preacher? Well, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
What do you mean? I'm talking about a power that God gives us through his Holy Spirit. Yes, we can persist and be faithful to God through trials. We can preach the gospel to people far and wide. No, hey, I've got the truth, and you need to be saved. And the power of God will convict them of sin and bring them to Jesus Christ. But we also have, listen, we also have the ability, the power, because of this Holy Spirit, to prosper spiritually. What do you mean? I mean to grow. I mean to learn more about the Bible, to become a stronger Christian, to become a more fruitful Christian, to have a stronger marriage, to have a stronger family, to have a real purpose and a place to live, even in the face of all the sin around us.
Amen.
Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You understand, the reason that people are failing in so many different ways, I'm talking about people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, is because they don't understand this power is available to them, but this power would not be available to them without the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's people failing, falling on their face, living like the rest of the world, claiming to be saved. But where's the power, folks? Where's the power that only God gives you?
Yeah.
That power will give you power to prosper. I'm not talking about getting rich and famous. Let somebody else do that. I'm talking about prospering spiritually.
Amen.
Becoming a fruitful Christian. You know, you can really have purpose in life. You don't have to just wander around Mount Sinai for the rest of your life out in the wilderness. You know, you really can live by faith.
Right.
How can you live by faith, preacher? This world thinks you crazy when you live by faith. Listen, the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God.
That's right.
And there's no, you understand, faith is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
So because the Holy Spirit lives in me, I can now live by faith and I can prosper spiritually in this world in the face of all sin. It doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter how bad the White House gets, I'm still saved.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how bad America gets. It doesn't matter how many terrorist bombs are blowing up. Listen, I'm still saved.
Amen.
And that's only because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I have the power, amen. I can preach the gospel. Some will get saved, and you know what, the folks who don't, hey, that's their loss. Why don't you get that in your head? It's their loss if they reject Jesus Christ. It's not your fault. It's not your loss. You did what you were supposed to do. We have the power to preach the gospel. We have the power to persist through trials. You don't have to quit, folks. You don't have to give up. You don't have to lay down and roll over and play dead. You can stand up against the wiles of the devil, amen, because a resurrected Savior has given you the power to do that through the Holy Spirit. You can prosper spiritually. You know, you may not look like the rest of the world. You may not believe like the rest of the world. You may not act or talk. But listen, that doesn't matter. Because if you do what God says to do, you're going to prosper spiritually. He's going to bless you.
Amen.
I want you to see in the scripture what it says. What does it say that Jesus did right before he left? In verse 50. He led them out as far as to Bethany and he lifted up his hand and did what?
Bless
them. Why? Because, listen, they believed. They followed him. They were where they were supposed to be. They were doing what they were supposed to do. And he saw that and he blessed them. You know what you need? You need God's help.
Amen.
You know, I see these kids sitting in here. Hey, folks, listen to me. I'm going to be dead level honest with you. If those kids are going to turn out anything other than a bum, you're going to need God's help.
Amen.
You're going to need God's help.
Amen.
You're going to need the blessings of God. We all, listen, I'm no exception. We all need those blessings. We need that help.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not able to do this. Have you figured that out yet? That when we try to do this on our own, we pretty much make fools of ourselves. Have you figured that out yet? If you haven't, you will. I remember that far too often. I guess the Lord wants to keep that very fresh in my mind. that I make a fool of myself if I do it without him. If I do it my way, I make a fool of myself. But listen, I have no excuse for that, because he's given me the power of the Holy Spirit to persist through trials and to prosper spiritually. In other words, I can do what God says. I can do what God says. So can you if you're saved. You may not want to, but that's another story. That's another message. But if you want to, if you want God's blessings, don't expect to find God's blessings in the world at living in sin. That's not where you find God's blessing. That's not where you find God's help. You find God's help, amen, living for God, following Jesus, living by faith. And you can prosper. You can move forward in your life because you have the Holy Spirit power.
Amen.
But that would never happen if Jesus would still be dead. If Jesus was still dead, we'd not have that that privilege, really. By the way, it's not a right, it's a privilege. It's a blessing of God.
Amen.
We can preach the gospel to sinners unashamedly. You don't have to be ashamed of the gospel. Dearly beloved, if you're saved this morning, if I can leave you with one thought, I'm begging you. You need to understand something. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
To everyone that believeth. What does that mean? That means that's the only hope they have.
Amen.
You have friends. Don't you care about anybody else?
Amen.
Don't you want them to go to heaven?
Yes. Amen.
I mean, are you that cold-hearted?
Amen.
Are you that selfish? The only hope they have is the gospel.
Amen.
Everyone that's going to get saved is going to get saved through and because of the gospel.
Amen.
And we can preach it boldly, Brother Bruce. We don't have to be afraid because we know he's alive.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, preacher, you get all worked up about it. I get all worked up and excited, and sometimes I might even break a sweat up here, and sometimes I spit a little bit. Sometimes it seems like I'm getting all worked up because he's alive.
Amen.
He's not dead. Some of you have been to those dead churches, haven't you? Bless you. Now, that's a dead man. I'm talking about a lively hope. Maybe some of you would be more comfortable if I... It's not going to happen here, folks. He's alive. He lives in my heart. You asked me why, how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. I'm not making fun of anybody. But listen, there's no reason to live a dead life, a boring, dull, stale life if you're saved. You have a power that only God can give you. He's blessed you. He's given you the Holy Spirit. And it's all because Jesus is alive.
Amen.
There ought to be a difference in you. There ought to be a difference in your family, in your home. Because life is a whole lot different than death. Have you noticed that?
Amen.
Church ought not to be a funeral service. And now, a marriage sometimes is not a funeral service either, but you understand, church is not a funeral service. Jesus Christ is alive. We are celebrating, not just on Easter, but every time we meet together. Jesus is alive. He's real. He's coming again. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to pump you up or motivate you, trying to make you do something. Listen, I'm talking about exactly what the Bible says. Because of the resurrection, we can preach the gospel boldly without shame. Because of the resurrection, we have the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, to preach that gospel and to persist through trials. Hey, you're going to face trials. And we can literally prosper spiritually in the face of this sinful world. You can have what God wants you to have. You can. But you're going to have to do it by faith. But you don't have to worry about it. Because listen, he's alive and now he seals you with that Holy Spirit. Number three, another result that we see. Look what it says there in verse 50. He led them out as far as to Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them. and carried up into heaven. Now you understand that here's the picture, right? He blessed him, and then he just starts elevating. Here's their eyes, right? And another passage in Acts chapter 1, the Bible says they were just gazing. He disappeared, and they just were gazing. But look what it says after. Look what happened after that in verse 52. And they what? They worshipped him.
Amen.
Now where was he? He was gone. They couldn't see him anymore. No, we don't look now. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with what? Where was he? Was he there with them? Was he physically in their presence? No. He was gone. He was gone. Pay attention. He was gone.
Amen.
They worshipped him after he was gone. There was great joy after he was gone.
Amen.
Then the Bible says they were continually in verse 53. Well, continually in the temple. That was their church. That's all they knew at the time. Continually in the what does it say? Praising and blessing God.
Amen.
Where was Jesus? Gone. You said, preacher, well, you know, if Jesus was here, then I would be more excited about it. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. He was gone. They saw him. They knew. Gone. And instead of they worshipped him. They went back to Jerusalem with great joy. And then they went to the temple. The Bible says, so it wasn't just that day. It was the next day and the next day. Continually. And the Bible says they were praising and blessing. Now, so the third thing, listen, the result, this was all a result of the resurrection. Praising and singing. Yeah, y'all got real excited about that one, didn't you? Oh, man. I don't know, folks. But these folks knew Jesus was alive.
Amen.
They got excited about the fact that he was alive. They worshiped him. They praised him. They had great J-O-Y.
Amen.
I've got joy too, preacher. I'm glad he's alive. When are you going to stop? Man, come on. We're talking about Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not trying to get you to get excited about me. I'm trying to get you to see something. Is he alive or not?
Amen.
Okay, so there ought to be a real praise, a real joy, a real worship, a real... This is what singing's all about. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus... My Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose the victor o'er the dark domain. Now he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. Now why would the choir sing that this morning? Why would I even bother to sing that for you? I'm not trying to entertain you. Listen, there's something real about what I'm saying here today. The results of the resurrection. Hey, we can go ahead and praise God.
Amen.
Continually.
Amen.
Great joy.
Amen.
Try to smile, folks. Come on.
Amen.
Try. Try. It's okay.
Amen.
I'm not trying to embarrass you, but come on. Where are you at today? We're not in a funeral.
Amen.
He's alive. We're not at the cross. We're not celebrating a death. We're celebrating a resurrection, a living power of God, amen, over all sin, over all death, over all the grave, over all the world, forever.
Amen.
He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today.
Amen.
He walks with me. He talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart.
Amen.
don't need to ask me why. I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen.
How about you?
Yeah.
How about you?
Charismatic?
No. Did it say anything about being charismatic?
That's exciting.
The truth of the matter is, I want you to have joy.
Amen.
I want you to have joy. I want you to be able to praise God. I want you to be able to sing songs and mean it from your heart. Really sing them.
Yeah.
Really praise God. Not because He's standing in front of you. Listen, that He was gone. But He was alive and they knew it. Do you know it?
Amen.
Amen.
If you really know it, then you're going to have a great joy.
Yeah.
And listen, the Bible says they worshiped Him. They worshiped Him. To worship somebody is to lower yourself in their presence. To humble yourself in their presence. It's to bow the knee. And to give them glory and honor and praise. No, it's not charismatic. It's a heartfelt service and worship of God with great joy.
Amen.
Because they realize, listen, I don't have time to go through but you remember how many times He told them, listen to me guys, I got to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer at the hands of sinners.
Yeah.
I'm going to be crucified and I'm going to die, but I'm going to rise again.
Yeah.
He told them that over and over and over, and they just kind of, what? But you know, they finally got it, Brother Bruce. They finally got it right here. They saw Him and they saw Him go back to heaven and they realized, woo, glory to God, I'm saved. He's alive. I can trust Him. I can have real joy. I can really worship Him. I can praise Him. I can sing. I can bless His name for all eternity because He's never going to die again.
Amen.
Folks, where are we at in America? What's wrong with God's people? What's wrong with Christians? What are you so worried about?
Amen.
What are you so worried about? Get a hold of what I'm saying. I'm not talking about weird junk and all. I'm talking about just something in your heart that's real because He lives within my heart.
Amen.
A real joy, a real praise, a real worship, a humble, sincere, heartfelt love for God because He would do all of this for a sinner like me.
Amen.
Amen. That's changed my life.
Amen.
If you're saved, listen, it should have changed your life. It changed these guys' lives. They weren't worried about anything anymore, Miss Dorothy. They weren't worried about anything. Well, the bills were still there. I know. The problems are still there. The work is still there. All of the heartaches, the sorrow. I know, but listen to me. He's still alive.
Amen.
Amen. So none of that really matters when I think about the fact He's alive.
Amen.
I can sing. I can give joy, praise, and honor to Jesus Christ continually for the rest of my life. I can live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
I can trust Him.
Amen.
Listen, you and I should be the happiest people on the earth.
Amen.
We should be the happiest people on the earth. We should thrill and rejoice in just the thought of that Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Now, finally, the last thought in this morning, and I'll stop. Yes, there's the preaching to sinners. There's the power of the Holy Spirit. There's
Amen.
Praising and singing. All of these things resulted from the resurrection. But finally, hey, listen. There's the possibility of salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of you, maybe just one.
Amen.
Maybe more than one. You're here today, and Easter's another day. It's a family gathering. It's an Easter egg hunt. It's an Easter egg bunny thing, basket. It's a church. It's a barbecue. It's a preacher. Endure for a little while and go. But It's because he's not alive in your heart.
Help us, Lord.
He's not alive in your heart. See, unless he lives in you, everything I just said makes no sense. This is all a bunch of foolishness to you. But folks, because he is alive, there is a real possibility, opportunity, power for you to be saved.
Amen.
Today. Today. You see, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that had he not risen again, that our faith would be vain, that our preaching would be vain, and that we would still be in our sins. And listen to me, that's where some of you are. That's why this is foolishness to you. That's why this preaching seems vain. It's a waste of time. Because he's not alive in your heart. Because you have not been forgiven of your sins. But because he's alive, you can be. You can be. Because he's alive, I was on May 13th, 2004, forgiven of my sins. Reconciled, redeemed, ransomed, and forever saved. We have heard the joyful sound, amen. It's a joyful sound when you get it. It's a joyful sound. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. Listen, he's alive. That's why he can save you. That's why he can wipe those sins away. Because they were all paid for. They were all buried in that tomb. And now he rose again glorified and all power over sin. All sin of all the world. You can be saved today. You can be saved today. Because he arose. Is there ever been any joy in your heart? Ever been a song in your heart? Ever been a real relationship with a living? Listen, you and I may not know each other very well, but you and I could have a relationship. We can have a conversation, two-way conversation, because I'm alive and you're alive.
Amen.
You can have that same relationship with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You can be saved. He can live in your heart. And he speaks to you through his word, through his Holy Spirit. You speak to him in prayer. You can have a living, real life relationship.
Yes.
Because he's alive.
Thank you.
Because he rose again.
Amen.
You can't do that with a statue of stone.
No.
You can't do that with a rock or a piece of wood. Or some idol on a shelf. You can't do that. He's alive. Therefore, you can have a real relationship with him. But it only happens because of his resurrection. Life where there was nothing but death. If you're not saved today, you can be saved because he's alive.
Amen.
Hey, why don't you stop playing games?
Amen.
You saw what a real resurrected Savior did. You saw what it put in those men's hearts. You don't have that. Who are you trying to kid? You don't have that. Who are you trying to kid? Do you think you're going to talk God out of it? You're going to make your own way? You saw what a real living Savior does and how he changes men's hearts.
Amen.
Who are you trying to kid? You can't fool God.
Amen.
Why are you trying to fool yourself? You can be saved today. You can know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because he rose again.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the possibility, Lord, the privilege and the honor, the power that you have to forgive sins, to remit sins, Lord God, to remove them forever. The penalty of sin and the power of sin. One day, Lord God, we'll be in heaven through Jesus Christ and be forever removed from the presence of sin forever. God, we thank you for that promise, that power. And Lord, this morning we celebrate Jesus Christ. We celebrate his resurrection. We thank you, God, that we now can preach the gospel to sinners that need to be saved. We thank you, God, that we now have the power of the Holy Spirit to preach that gospel, to persist through trials, and to prosper spiritually in the face of sin. We thank you, God, that we have real praise and singing, worship and joy in our hearts because Jesus is alive. And Lord, we thank you that because of that resurrection, there's the possibility and the power to save souls right here today. Lord, we love you. But Lord God, you need to work in the hearts of your people. And you need to save souls, Lord God, only you can. Convict people of their sin, their need for salvation. Lord, help them to stop playing games, to stop messing around with eternity, Lord. To stop messing around with their eternal souls. To be honest with you today, Lord. To let you come in. To let you save them and cleanse their hearts. Lord, I pray you do the work this morning in this invitation. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Please, I'd ask you out of respect that no one be looking around. I want to ask you a question this morning. Listen, do you know without the shadow of a doubt, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that if you were to die, listen, I don't know when you're going to, and I'm not saying you're going to anytime soon, but we all have an appointment with eternity. If you were to die, when you die. Say, preacher, I know without a doubt I'd be in heaven. I've been saved the Bible way. I know I'm saved. Would you raise your hand? Raise your hand all over the house. I know I'm saved. Thank you, thank you. You can put them down. Now listen, I don't know your heart. But I love you. And I have every desire in my heart for you to leave this place with the true joy of salvation. Maybe you couldn't raise your hand. Maybe you raised your hand hesitating, not really sure. There's nobody looking. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Jesus did all of this for you. He died for your sins. He rose again to give you life, victory over sin and death, and you personally. He spoke to your heart today because he loves you. He convicted you of your sinful condition because he loves you. Not because he wants to condemn you. He did not come into this world to condemn sinners. Sin condemns. Jesus came to save. This morning there may be one that would say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand. I raised my hand, but I don't really know for sure. Can I pray for you? Because he is alive, because he lives, you can be saved. You can be saved. There is all power available to you today. So, preacher, pray for me. Would there be one like that in the room here today? Be honest. No one's looking around. I want to pray for you. I won't call you by name. I won't embarrass you. That's not what this is about. I want to pray for you. So, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. Can I pray for you? Would you just be honest and raise your hand right there where you sit? Just raise it quietly. Put it right back down. I promise no one will see. No one will embarrass you. Go ahead. Just raise your hand right there where you sit quietly. Let me pray for you this morning. Would there be one? Say, preacher, pray for me. I don't know if I'm going to heaven. I don't have any joy. Like you said, I thank you. I see that hand. You can put it down. Would there be another one here today? Say, preacher, I don't know. I don't have that joy. I don't know. I don't think he lives. I don't know if he lives or not. I've never known him. It's never been real to me, this whole thing of Jesus and the gospel and salvation. It's never been real to me. It's just kind of been somebody else's story. It can be your story today. He did this for you. He's alive today so you can be saved. Would there be another one here this morning? Say, preacher, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I don't really know. Lift your hand up right there where you sit. Quietly put it right back down. I promise I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. That's all I'll do. And then finally, you who are saved this morning. A lot of people raised your hands. Said you were saved. He rose again. Listen, Annie. The first thing he said was, now you need to go tell everybody. You need to go preach to everybody I suffered. I rose from the grave so that you could preach to everybody. This morning, listen, let me just leave you with this thought, Christians. If you know somebody in your life that's not saved, or maybe you don't know if they're saved or not, and you've never told them about Jesus, you're going to stand before God one day and you're going to tell Him why. But you, because He's alive today, you have the privilege and the right and the power to tell them without shame, Jesus died for you. He's alive today. Listen, what are you doing with it, Christians? What are we doing with that message? Who are we telling? If God spoke to your heart this morning, say, preacher, I need to be more faithful telling people about Jesus, preaching the gospel to sinners far and wide. How about you raise your hand, Christian? You're saved this morning? Amen. I see your hand. I see those hands. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly worshiping you because you arose, because you're alive, because you live forevermore. Father, we come to you worshiping, praising you with great joy in our hearts, those of us who are saved. Lord, because you live in us, we thank you for the gospel, the power that it still has today. I pray for this one who raised their hand, Lord, who said, I'm not sure I'm saved. Lord, speak to this heart. God, I pray that you would work. Convict this person of their sin. Help them to realize, Lord God, that Jesus is their only hope, their only answer. Oh God, I pray for the ones who raised their hands and said they were saved, Lord. God in heaven, help us to be more faithful, to be more bold in our witness, preaching to sinners far and wide. Help us, Lord, to be able to persist. Understand we can persist through trials. Push through and prosper spiritually in the face of this old sinful world. Lord, help us to have a new song in our hearts and our lips because Jesus is alive. Lord, some folks here today just need revival, Lord. They need to get out of their old life and the world and get back into serving you and having a restoration of that joy of their salvation, God. Do something in their hearts, please, I pray. Lord, if you live there as they claim that you do, Lord God, I know you're speaking to their hearts. I pray you'd continue, Lord God. Work in their hearts. Give them a desire, Lord, to get in your will and serve you with their lives. Because you're alive. Now, Father, bless the invitation, I pray. In Jesus' name. Let's all stand together as the music plays softly. The altars are open this morning. If you raise your hand, you said, I need to be saved. The altars are open. You come. Maybe you don't need to be saved. Maybe you just need to come and say, Lord, help me be more faithful to tell people about Jesus. Help me to be more faithful to preach to sinners, Lord, to tell them that you're alive. They need to hear the truth. What are we doing about it, dearly beloved? What are we doing? If you're not saved this morning, step out of that seat. Step out of that chair and come forward. Listen, we'll take the Bible in just a few short minutes. Show you how you can be saved. It's not complicated. It's all Christ. He's the answer. He's alive. He's who we're celebrating today. Not religion, but Jesus. Are you saved this morning? If you are you a witness? Have you told anybody about Jesus? Listen, He said that it was our responsibility. We have nothing to be ashamed of this morning. As these pray, why don't you come? Some of you need to get your hearts right, get back in the will of God. There's so much you can do. There's so much need for more laborers in the harvest field. What are you doing for Jesus? What are you doing for Jesus? He rose, He died, He rose for you. What are we doing for Him this morning? Oh, don't say no to Jesus. Don't say no. Why don't you come to the altar this morning and just humbly kneel yourself. Kneel, bow the knee and worship Him this morning like they did. And ask Him to help you be more faithful to Him. That's what this time is for. If there's any doubt about your salvation, oh, run to Jesus today. Don't play games. Don't play games.